when Giras Maharaj, remember the past times in Vrindavan, I remembered one time Jinmai came here and we were asking her some past times. And she told one time Prabhupada was coming. We all know what it's like, Prabhupada is coming. And she went to the Prishasis and she asked, what is the best way to make Prishasi rotis? So they told her, you have to get this red Punjabi wheat berry. I forget what it's called. You have to grind it in the morning. And you have to cook it with neem wood. So Prabhupada came. She didn't say a word to him. But she got that red wheat berry from Punjab. She had it ground in the morning. She cooked the chapatis with neem wood. And she brought the plate into Prabhupada. She put the hot chapati on the plate. Prabhupada took one bite. He says, this is the red Punjabi wheat berry. You ground it this morning and you cooked it with neem wood. She had said a word to him. He just took one bite and said, and she told an interesting thing, because we know Prabhupada's rooms are downstairs, but at one point a lot of devotees were coming, so they were making a lot of noise. So as we heard, I think Parvati mentioned, somebody mentioned it, Maharaj, she and Gurudas were living upstairs. So Prabhupada wanted to move upstairs so he could have peace, more peace and quiet for doing his translation work. So they were, you know, moving their things down and moving Prabhupada's things up. So Prabhupada went upstairs and he was sitting there and bringing things up. And one time she came up with something and the door was slightly ajar and she heard this funny noise. So without entering the room, she just entering the room, she looked through the crack. And she, because she was thinking that now Prabhupada's going to go upstairs. There's this old lady monkey who comes and just gives them hell and bothers them and does so much stuff. What, how is Prabhupada going to deal with this monkey? And she heard this funny noise and she looked through the crack. The door was just slightly ajar and she looked through and the monkey was there in the window. And the monkey went, and she said, Prabhupada looked at the monkey and went, and the monkey went, and Prabhupada went, and the monkey went, and then the monkey went away. And she came in the room and she said, Swami, what was that? Because I told her not to come back and leave me alone. And that monkey never came back. Memories I remember that she pulled us up here in Vrindavan specifically.